Is it already nearly 13 minutes to 11? Where did this evening go to? It's barely begun, and already we're looking at 11 o'clock. Give me some clues as to where Andy Mossack is very shortly, because he's joining us again tonight. I know he's on last week, but you know, he likes being on. Somewhere in the world, he'll give us a couple of clues as to where, and we try and guess before he tells us at 10 past 11. Oh, where in the world is Andy Mossack? Now, we spoke to Andy only last week. Yeah, on the programme. But he sent a message to producer Darren with a couple of clues as to where he might be now, because he's moved on. He says, I'm still in South Africa, but where exactly? So that's one clue. We're in South Africa. I'll give you his first clue now, then we'll give you another clue after the news headlines at 11 o'clock. Clue one. Every year, this city finds itself in the middle of the Sardine Run, where billions of sardines travel up the coastline in huge shoals over 10 miles long. Thousands of dolphins round up the sardines, while birds, sharks, whales and game fish all take advantage of the feeding opportunity. 10 miles of a shoal, wow! How many is that? Has anybody calculated how many sardines that must be? I reckon one or two tinfuls. If you know where that is, give us a call on 0345 303 3333, or you can use the text 81333. If you know where Andy Mossack is, he will put us out of our misery in around 20 minutes' time when we get to talk to him live from said location. One more clue to come after the news headlines. Next, though, somewhere in the world is Andy Mossack. 'Tis a wonderful world. See what we did then. Just throw this together, you know.
Don't know much about history.
Let's, with a little help from my friends, with a little help from Andy Mossack, we might be able to locate him. He is somewhere still in South Africa. We spoke to him last week, but we're going to speak to him again this week because we like him and he's interesting. He's already given us one clue that he's in a city where it finds itself in the middle of the Sardine Run every year. Billions of sardines travelling up the coastline in huge shoals over 10 miles long. It's also the tropical coastal city was originally named Rio de Natal in the famous Portuguese explorer Vasco da Gama. He was the man who named it Rio de Natal, not called that anymore. He discovered it on Christmas Day in 1497. It's gone on to become one of South Africa's most popular beach resort cities. But you know where it is. Does that help? 81333 is the text number to send your text to. Start your text message with the word Russ. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? You can call us 0345 303 3333 if those two clues lead you to know where he is. Andy himself will tell us exactly where he is as soon as we manage to get in contact with him. We're going to be talking to him in this next 20 minutes or so, 25 minutes or so. And he'll tell us all about the place. I dare say, enthusiastically, because he's nothing short of enthusiastic as our young Andy. A well-travelled soul. With a well-travelled face. I didn't say that, no, I didn't say that. It wouldn't like me for it. Hey, it's the new kid in town. These will be the Eagles. Somewhere in the world, there is a town singing that very song about the young Andy Mossack. Because that's where he is, in town somewhere. We think he's in town somewhere. Could be anywhere. Anywhere in the world. Given us a couple of clues. You've been trying to guess where he is. Some suggestions in here. All those sardines are off the coast of Cape Town. No name with that one. But thank you for guessing. Garin Shire Green, he thinks it's Cape Point. Margaret in Castlefield, she's... oh, that's Situation Soundtrack. We'll do that in a few minutes' time. So those are the guesses that we've got. Cape Town would be the guess that's the hot favourite at this end. So let's find out. Andy Mossack. Good evening, good sir. How are you?
Hello, Ross. It's good to talk to you. Been a while, isn't it? How are you?
I'm very all right myself, thank you. There is a slight delay on this line, so there might be the occasional gap between you ending talking and me beginning talking and vice versa.
Well, it's not surprising because I'm actually on a cruise ship right now in the middle of the Indian Ocean, but I got I got the gist of it because I think you said some of the guesses were Cape Town or Cape Point. Is that right?
That's right. Cape Town and Cape Point were the two red hot favourites.
Okay. Well, we were in Cape Town last week, but we're actually moved up the coast on the east coast of South Africa, so the Eastern Cape, and it's right opposite Durban is the city I'm trying to get to.
Ah, so Durban.
Durban is the red hot. So I won this week.
You did. We all went for Cape Town at this end or Cape Point, but Durban, which is a little slightly further up. It's also cheating, I reckon, being on a boat in the middle of the sea.
Well, actually, we're only literally a few miles off Durban now as we speak. But I've had quite an adventure here, Ross, because South Africa is the Rainbow Nation, as they call it here. We had a week in Cape Town last week, and now I'm aboard Le Lurial, which is a Ponant cruise ship sailing around the coast to Durban. And it's probably following the exact route of those billions of sardines in the clues that you said just now. Actually, it's the route of the famous garden route they have in South Africa, which runs from Cape Town all the way along the coast. It's a spectacular drive up to Durban. But I have got a very special guest with me tonight because literally as we are at sea and I'm sitting, believe it or not, on the bridge of this fantastic ship as we speak. And I'm keeping my hands well away from any controls. Don't worry. There's not going to be an international incident, I hope. But I'm sitting right opposite the captain, which is Mr. Captain is the Etienne Garcia. Monsieur Garcia.
Yes, good evening, Ross. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. He always was one to hobnob with the hierarchy.
Well, Etienne has very kindly offered me to sit next to him in his chair up on the bridge. It's a brilliant place. I mean, it specializes in expedition cruises. So Etienne is a veteran of cruises around places like Antarctica and the Northwest Passage. So I thought he'd be just brilliant to just you could maybe ask him a couple of questions about what do you think it's like to richly sail one of these ships around the world.
Is it very much different having to sailing places that are full of adventure, like you mentioned going up into the Arctic and being surrounded by ice? How much extra care do you have to take from just pootling around beaches?
How much extra care do you have to take being there?
Yes, I mean... Yes, first of all, you must, you know, practice and you must get experience to sail in those areas like Antarctica or Arctic, and especially regarding the ice, which is an extra parameter that will affect definitely the navigation. So after now 13 years over there, we are getting used. But, you know, every single cruise is like a new cruise because, you know, the landscape is changing because of the ice drifting, and it's definitely a lifetime trip, you know, in those places.
You must see many fantastic...
Can I say, Ross, if I can?
Of course you can.
If I can, yeah. The climate is a bit of a doddle here for Captain Garcia because obviously the sun's shining and it's a little bit tropical down here, so not quite perhaps Antarctica. You know, it's interesting because Cape Town's got a very Mediterranean feel, but up in Durban, it's much more tropical because it's the Indian Ocean. Cape Town's on the Atlantic, and Durban's on the Indian. So the weather's very different. But he's been very good. He's been making sure that we're all very safe here. And I must say, I saw him take the ship away from port the other day, and it went without incident, I have to say.
Yeah. Well, it'd be very experienced.
We are quite used to...
Carry on, sir.
Yeah, we are quite used. We are quite used to maneuver, you know, in the port, and especially when it's windy, when there is a current. Here, it's a different cruise for us, but it's let's say I am still enjoying. It's not because it's not an expedition cruise. You know, from port to port, the different challenge, different expectation. You know, we stay more longer time in port for the guests, you know, to enjoy the nature reserve with the wildlife. And it's definitely at this time of the year is good because it's a fall season, the beginning of the fall season. So the weather is warm but not too dry. Let's say it's a nice transition between the Antarctica and the rest of the Indian Ocean.
What are the colours like during autumn in that part of the world? I mean, we enjoy spectacular colour changes in autumn. Is it a similar thing down there?
But the colour now is, that they are facing dry. So it's not very green for the moment, especially on the land, because they are facing a dry season. So it's quite burnt,
Yeah.
But I was surprised in the reserve, nature park, you still have some greenery. It was definitely pleasant. And at sea, it's a good season because in the winter time you can have freak wave, strong seas against the current. But today, the last few days was a beautiful sailing, along the coast.
I'll let you know. Actually, I'm doing a game drive tomorrow when we get to port. I'm going to go up on a safari. We're going to a place which has got the Big Five. It's got a giraffe, zebra, all the Lion King characters. The other day we went to the Addo Elephant Reserve, which was over 500 elephants were there right up close. So
wow.
It's pretty spectacular, Ross, I can tell you.
I've got to tell you, I'm very jealous of you because you were in Cape Town last week and now you're going off on a game. It's a place I've always wanted to go to. My daughter's been there. She rubs it in rotten.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I've got to say that I'm getting off in Durban, sadly. Which is on
getting
Saturday.
Getting off or being thrown off, be honest.
Captain Goss is... bodily thrown off, I hope not. But Captain Goss is got to continue on to the Seychelles, eh? It's all right for some, isn't it? But someone's got to do it.
Very nice, too. Listen, always a delight to talk to you. Many thanks to Captain Garcia for his kind time. What frisk him for silver before he gets off is all I will say.
Take care, mate.
Always good to talk to you, Andy. Talk to you later, mate. Bye-bye. Andy Mossack, he was across the water from Durban in a big ship. Only sat on the bridge with the captain. Good time Mossack, that's what I'm going to call him from now on. 21 past 11. Always good to talk to him. You gave me such a bad time. Be nice to be with him one time, wouldn't it? Can we arrange that, Darren? Let's do an OB with Andy. Seychelles sounds all right to me.